Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. The Bible says in Psalm 37, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Those are some really blessed promises for God's people. We're instructed here to not fret. He mentions that a number of times in these verses I read. Fret not thyself. Don't be worried about it. Don't be overcome with anxiety. Are you one of those who worries a lot? Some folks worry about their finances. Maybe they've had some financial setbacks and they worry about their finances. Some folks worry about their health or someone else's health. Some folks worry about the amount of control the government has over our affairs. Some folks worry about the unknown in the future, or the end times. Or maybe you're one of those that doesn't seem to worry about anything. Well, the Bible here admonishes us not to fret, not to worry. You know, if we fret and worry and become so overly anxious about many things, we really lose our focus and can find ourselves where God does not want us to be. He does not want us to worry and fret and be overly anxious. And he says here a number of times, fret not thyself. And then he gives us some real admonition and helps us to be focused so that we don't worry and that we don't fret. You know, if we focus on what's causing us to worry or fret or be anxious, we tend to worry more. And that's a downward spiral. You know, the more you worry, the more you focus on those things, and then you worry some more, and then you focus on them, and then you worry some more, just a downward spiral. But if instead we can somehow learn to focus on God's promises to us, we build up our trust and faith in him and worry less about our problems. He tells us here in these verses to trust in him, to delight ourselves in him. When I read that verse about delighting in the Lord, it made me think about 35 years ago when I was courting the young lady who is now my wife. And you know, we enjoyed very much being together. I found it to be a great delight to be with her, and I still do today. She gives me a sense of completeness, and I delight in her company. You know, if we can learn to delight in the Lord, he gives us great peace. There is such a tremendous peace in his presence. Well, how do we delight in the Lord? How can we learn to trust in him? These are the things he's telling us here. I've found in my own experience that as I come to the Lord and read the promises in the Word that he's given to us, to me, that are for me, for us today, I find much strength in that. Reading what God has for me. What is he saying to me today? And as I pray to him, we communicate. I hear from him in his word. I speak to him in prayer. As we fellowship together and we are in and I'm in his presence, I find such a peace that passes all understanding. And you know what? Worries can't stay around when I'm in the presence of God. You know, it reminds me a little bit of a little boy who is with his daddy, and they're going somewhere, and sure enough, here comes a big dog out on the run, and the little boy jumps up in his father's arms, and his father picks him up. And you know, that security that the little boy feels in his father's arms as he's held there, and you know, that big dog just doesn't look like such a big problem anymore. He's safe in his daddy's arms, and my, he just is enjoying that security and that feeling. It's just his worries are gone. He's in his daddy's arms. You know, it's that way when we're in the presence of God, when we crawl up on his lap, when we're in his arms, and he's holding us there, and we're in his presence, and we're reading his promises and understanding what he's saying to us. Oh, there's such a peace and a blessing in that. And our faith, our trust in God grows in him as we do that. These verses here tell us to trust in the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He says in verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And then in verse 7 he says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Those are some good truths, good things for us to exercise ourselves in. Are there things that you're worried about, friend? Oh, let's take it to the Lord. The Bible says, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He does that. He delights in you too. And as we come into his presence and fellowship with him, I tell you, our worries flee. That's what God wants us to do. Rather than being overly anxious and fretting and worrying, let's trust in the Lord. Let's delight in him. Let's commit our way unto him and rest in him. Thank you, friends. God bless your day.